Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's special team call. My name is Jim Tanner. It is Thursday, December 13th, nearly the midpoint of the month of December, the midpoint of the final month of the year 2018. Thank you so much for joining us for tonight's success team call. I'm dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. We have a loaded up call for you this evening. We are going to be hearing from attendees and speakers that were at the systems training in Cookeville, Tennessee this past weekend. I was just saying to my wife, here it is Thursday. Last Thursday, I was just arriving in Cookeville, Tennessee. How fast a week of your life goes by here in our incredible company and opportunity. I want to remind everybody, speaking of those incredible couple of days that you're going to be hearing about tonight on the call, we have the recordings available in your GY3 Success Team back office. All you have to do is go to gy3successteam.com, log in. As a matter of fact, create your account if you haven't already. Log in, you'll see them under the training heading in your back office. In addition to that, I just want to remind everybody that we have a webinar this evening. One specific part of the Cookeville event was the rollout of the Digital Builder Program. I'm going to be talking about that long format this evening, immediately following this call. Well, the top of the next hour, let's say that. So wherever you are in the country, the top of the next hour, we're going to start this webinar. And it is live. I will be going through a planned presentation that I have for all of you. And then at the end, I will be taking any questions until everybody has their questions answered. Many of you were asking about your registration links. Everybody should have a link that has pre-registered. If you have not pre-registered, you don't have to worry about doing it now. We are beyond capacity for the webinar platform, so we're going to live stream the webinar into the GY3 Facebook group as well, where I believe if I'm good enough at multitasking, I'll be able to watch your questions come up on the comment stream alongside of that as well. So again, you're going to hear a lot about our incredible weekend. I'm so excited for you to hear from these folks that I got to spend time with, and we're going to get right into that as we get started. I'm going to start with a good friend of mine, one of the featured speakers at this past weekend's event in the state of Kentucky. Not only a phenomenal speaker and trainer, but a good friend and someone that I'm always so grateful when I get a chance to spend any time with at all, and you get to spend some time with him here for a few minutes this evening, and I'm happy for all of you as well. Let's go to Mr. Adam Thompson in Kentucky. Adam?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to be on the call tonight. I'd love to share just a couple nuggets of what I took away from the training. It was beyond power packed. It did a lot for me as far as nostalgia. Where I first began my Harvard Risk Management and Legal Shield and now GY3 career was in a very small room, and now we were so much bigger there in Cookeville, Tennessee. We learned a ton of great things from a ton of great speakers. The things that resonated with me most, jumping right in for your notes, exposure is everything. I think it was Mr. Mark Riches that said the answer to almost every issue in our business is just talk to more people. Expose yourself. My goodness, it's been a long day, guys. Exposure is everything. Show the story. Tell the story. Ask yourself this question simply. How many times did the Legal Shield story get told today because of either, you know, me or someone on my team? And you can ponder on that for a long time. That's a big part of my change recently, a big part of my development personally. How many times did the Legal Shield story get told today because of me or someone on my team? Next, I wanted to drop in your notes there. Your associations impact you. Mark Richards told us a story that blew me away. He said a long time ago he was on a boat with he and his wonderful wife, Jennifer, who were gracious hosts this past weekend. Thanks again so much for that. They were on a boat at some point in their path, and Mark was filling the fuel tank on the boat, and they'd never done that before. And it went, and I'm not going to do the story any justice, but what blew me away was just a couple of numbers. They said they filled it, and it went and went and went, and finally stopped at $220 of fuel to fill this boat. And Jennifer almost choked, according to the story. So did Mark. He was, you know, just as it was new to him as well. But a short time later, they were invited to go on one of their mentors' yacht a gigantic, beautiful yacht. We saw it there in person, and I know you're going to hear this a lot tonight. Oh, I wish you could have been there, that kind of thing. But we saw a photo of this yacht, and Mark was invited to be with Jennifer on the yacht. And at that point, one thing leads to another, and Mark kind of scoots over and asks the person, Jeff Olson, the person that owned the yacht, he said, how much does it cost to fill this thing? And without batting an eye, Mr. Olson said, it's $45,000 to fuel this yacht. And, of course, all the jokes ensued. And at the end of the day, the point was your associations make a huge impact on you. What is one feeling to you is perception and perceived differently to somebody else. $220 was huge until a $45,000 fuel bill showed up for the other boat, right? Thirdly, out of four, I want to say that if it's simple, it duplicates. We don't want to do what works. In this business, we don't want to do what works. And I want you guys to all hear this from me. I feel like in so many parts of my business, the first 4 years in this company, I tried to do a lot of things on my own, and I feel like I failed there. So I want you to hear me close. Don't do what I did, right? I did what worked. And looking back, if I could change one thing, I should have been doing what duplicates. That's something that is someone that's earned a decent living from this company, and if I had to do it again, I think I would have changed it. I would have taught a team and found a team like we're doing here tonight to say, do what duplicates. Don't just do what works. Do what duplicates. And lastly, I'm going back to number one, guys. I know it sounds crazy, but exposure is everything. I took note after note, page after page, that Mark Riches says, talk to a lot of people. That's your number one and your number four. Exposure is everything. Show people what we have. It's obviously the product is for everyone. The service is for everyone. The opportunity is not. But no one's going to know what we have until we show them. Exposure is everything. And the last question is, how many times did the Legal Shield story get told on your behalf? I know I repeated that. I did it on purpose. I want to leave you with that. Thank you very much.
Adam, thank you so much. I appreciate you. We'll catch up again. We'll talk again. We're going to keep rolling. We got a lot of folks that are going to share with us this evening. As we're rolling into really a big, big night here in the Success Team. Next, let's go to Virginia Beach. For those of you who've known me a long time, you know this is a place that means a lot to me, a place that I once called home. So in Virginia Beach, Virginia, we have Teresa Burke. Teresa.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much. And just as well as everyone else, what a great event to be a part of last week. Getting to meet Mark and Mike and yourself, and of course going to the ranch and being able to be a part of that was just huge. So many takeaways. I'm going to try and be as quick as I can. The biggest thing I think that resonated is the failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of it. Mistakes are a part of the journey, and quitting is the opposite of success. So it's okay to screw it up before you do it right. Just don't quit. Again, as Adam said, exposure is everything. You have to be a finisher, not a starter, and you do that by building your foundation strong so you can build on it, and it will stay stable. Mr. Josh Riches talked about your why, and I think this was probably the biggest thing for me. So I'm going to say this twice because I feel like it's so important. Your why has to be strong enough for your journey. Again, your why has to be strong enough for your journey. It has to be strong enough to keep you from quitting. You can sail against the wind when you know how to control it. So when the why is strong enough, the hows just, they don't matter. And I think for me, and for probably quite a few people, that is really important. Getting to the bottom of my why is one of those activities we did in there with Josh. And, you know, it's the question again, well, what is your why? Okay. And then why is that important? And then write it down again and then ask yourself again, why is that important? And keep asking yourself that over and over 10 times if that's what it takes to get to the real meat of what is your why. Because once you establish that why, and yes, it will eventually change when it doesn't serve, you know, the purpose anymore, but your why and making sure that is strong enough has to get you through those obstacles that could get you to the point where you might feel like quitting. So again, make sure your why is strong enough for your journey. Just to reiterate that, quitting is the opposite of success. I couldn't be more grateful to be a part of that event in Cookeville. I know I sat right up front because I couldn't afford to miss anything. And along with all the other speakers, I think Miss Linda Pitt hit it a little further for me with the goals. Once you establish a goal, that is great. And when you attain it, it's even better to check it off the list. But then it's even better to strive for goals that are way further out of your reach than you ever thought would be possible. So redefine your why and redefine your goals as many times as it takes to keep you part of that journey. Thank you so much for having me on.
Teresa, thank you so much. And you were right in the front row. I wanted to mention that. I'm glad you did. Your first event, front row, it's exactly where you needed to be. And I saw you taking tons of notes and absorbing all of that. So thanks for being on the call with us. Thanks for being an attendant in Cookeville, Tennessee. We're now going to go to a veteran of these events, Miss Karen Ward in New Mexico, who made the trip out, learned a lot, shared a lot, someone that everybody looks up to as a inspirational leader and a peer and a friend at all of our team events. Back, I hope, in New Mexico, let's take the call to Karen Ward. Karen?
Hi, Jim, and hi, Harvard Rich family, and thank you for having me on the call. And so today when you asked me to go through a few things, I'm going to have to reiterate some of the things that Linda just said. But one of the things about going is the acquaintances that you make and then making new acquaintances and meeting up with old friends. But I just have a few things I want to say. So I met Alicia Thompson a couple of years ago, and she wasn't in the business. So to see her standing up there and training and, you know, teaching us on how to go from event to event, it was good for me because it helped me. It showed me where she was and where she is now. And then Linda Pitt talked about, you know, making a master dream list and taking a few days off to figure out what you want to do for now, 2019 and beyond, and defining your dreams and goals. And then she also recommended some books and training by Paul J. Meyer. And then Chris Corley, he talked about Performance Club being the foundation of your business. And so as we recruit and help our recruits to Performance Club get paid and promoted, if we continue to do that, that will make our businesses sustainable and we'll have a stronger business. And then, of course, Josh Riches talked about knowing your why and getting to the root of it. And I had ran into something by Dean Graziosi called an exercise called Seven Levels Deep. And it helps you get to the core of your why. And so that's something everyone can do. And then, of course, Adam Thompson, he is like my hero. And he talked about bigger and better. And he did all the acronyms about the books you read, the people you're with, gratitude, being grateful. I mean, he just went down that whole list. And so there was a whole lot of nuggets that I took back from that. But one of the things that I like also is that we get together. Mark and Jennifer hosted us, and that was really wonderful, and getting to see them again. And then the other part about that is that he allowed us to come into his home and experience what it is to live the way he lives and that we can have the same thing. And so with that, I will turn that back over to you, Jim.
Karen, thank you so much. You are back in New Mexico, is that right?
Yes, I am. I made it Sunday evening.
Okay, good. Want to make absolutely sure. Thanks again. It's so good to see you, and I'll see you again in Dallas. I know a lot of folks are saying goodbye and saying, hey, listen, have a great holiday. I'll see you in Dallas. So I'm saying that to you again, Karen. See you there.
I will be there. I will be there.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Let's continue on. We're going to go down to the state of Atlanta to my good friend, one of my, if not my very first recruit into this business, good friend of mine and business partner, Mr. Bill Sharon. Bill, do we have you on the call?
Yes, you do, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I hate to do this, but I have to. Atlanta's a city, not a state. Just FYI. Just making a little humor there. Jim, you know, I a lot of what's been said was a huge takeaway from that event. And the one thing that I'm actually doing tonight with my lovely wife is we're going over our goals for the year. And, you know, one of the things that I learned is that our goals have to be specific. They have to be measurable, obtainable. Key is realistic. And you have to put them in a time frame. And it's got to be a realistic time that you set for that. And I think I'm going to be the shortest one with this. And I'm also going to say that, yeah, it's going to be amazing being in Dallas. And I really can't wait to see everybody there. It was awesome having a lot of my team there, which is also a lot of your team. And I just want to say thank you all for being part of this family. Back to you, Jim.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. And it was good to see you. So, Bill Sharon and I over the years have gotten pretty relaxed about how easy it is for us to connect. Even when I moved from Vermont, I still only lived a few hours away, and I get up there an awful lot. But when he moved to Atlanta, the distance started to get to us. So we are grateful to see each other and to see each other at the holidays. So thanks again, Bill, and I'll be seeing you as soon as possible. We're going to continue on, and we have in the state of Pennsylvania, Mr. Dave Gordon. Dave, do we have you on the line?
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, well, thank you for having me talk. And I just want to say that the 2 days I was down there were just overwhelming, amazing information, not that I thought I knew. I just absorbed even more. And I just want to touch on a couple of things. Obviously, a lot of people have already touched on several of the things, so I just don't want to be too, a copying of it. But most of what I got out of it was the way you guys are all passionate about this business. It's not just a job. It's just not just something you do. It's the product is so in-depth in what you guys believe. And when you're talking about it and explaining it, it just comes through. And the emotion that was going on with all the presentations, all the people talking, Josh Richards, Mark, Mike, you, Linda, Adam was amazing. Just one of the couple of things that stand out to me is Mark talked about how we do our things. And one of the things that got to me was, am I doing the correct presentation? You know, I'm in the back office, I'm studying, I'm going over things. But when he said it that time, and I think being there live got to me to where maybe I'm not doing it right. I have to go revisit that and make sure I'm doing the right presentation, listening to the recruit or the customer about what they want, what they're looking for. And just, talking about the goals setting, I don't know Linda Pitt, the way she emphasized it and talked about it, I don't know if I ever was doing it the right way. And even with Adam Thompson, how passionate and emotional he gets and talks about it, I think being there is such a big difference. And I just think that helped me so much more see possibly so much better by seeing the emotions and the actions that you guys care and passionate and want to give back to us. And especially what I took away was that this is real and it's something we need to love and really, really desire the way you guys do it and girls do it. And that's what I got. I got the emotion was raw and passionate. And so it radiated to me that I'm glad that the videos are back up. For the ones that weren't there, I would try to your best to go in the back office and just watch the presentations. I mean, it's not going to be as good as being there, but you're still going to get a lot out of it. And that's what I got out of it, Jim. And I just want to also say Mark and Jennifer and for inviting me to the house was an amazing thing. And thank you once again.
Dave, thank you. It was good to see you, buddy. And
yes,
I want to see a lot more of you in the new year. So make sure, we're here in the Northeast Corridor together. As long as the snow doesn't keep us apart, we should make sure the business keeps us together. So I'll be checking in with you. And we're going to keep on rolling.
Thank you.
We're going to go again to one of our speakers from the event, Mr. Chris Corley, who's in Cookeville, Tennessee, who just did a phenomenal job. You're hearing how everybody was moved by his presentation, the content, as well as the inspiration of it. And you're going to get to see it now because the videos are in the back office. Now let's go down to Cookeville to Mr. Chris Corley. Chris?
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much for inviting me onto the call. I'm going to be very, very brief, but one thing that I took away and that I really learned, and I thought I had learned this before, but it wasn't until I put it into practice that I realized that I didn't know it until I went to the event, and that's really how to plug my team into their local events. You know, I've heard this before, but really coming to this particular event and hearing almost every single one of the speakers mention this, that even when we had lunch, you know, people would say, you know, you really have to get your team to these local events. You've got to leverage your time and get your team members to really get plugged into not just the local events, but the local calls on Monday and on Tuesday and on Thursday. I mean, you really just have to do it. You cannot do it all yourself. So when I got back, the people that I had recruited and the associates that I got for the month of November.
Thank you for.
I said you really have to get to the Super Saturday. You know, we looked it up on LegalShieldCalendar.com. We found out where was the nearest event, the live event that they could go to, and not just really go themselves, but they had to take their warm market list, that golden list that they wrote out when they became an associate. And they had to grab as many people on that list as possible and take them to that local event. But what I found was, you know, I looked on my Legal Shield business recruiting report, and I saw that there were two more associates that just came, and I looked and I said, well, where did these associates come from? You know, and then I called some of the associates that I had recruited in November. And told them to go to these local events, and they said, well, you know, not only did they get a membership right there at the local event, the PBR and the Super Saturday, they actually became associates right then and there. And then it's just kind of like I hit my forehead, and I said, man, I am so glad that I went to this event. Not that this is the first time that I'd heard it, but it's the first time that I really started to put it into practice. We really have to get our team members to local events, get them plugged in to not just what we're doing right now today, but those live events, because that is where you're going to get people to do the major lifting for you. You don't have to do all the lifting yourself. You have people at these events that will do the lifting. They'll talk about the membership. They'll talk about the business opportunity. They'll talk about the compensation plan, and they'll just keep reiterating over and over again what it is that you can't do if you're not in that local market. So I'm just so grateful to not only just all of the wonderful speakers that were there over the weekend, but as Karen Ward had mentioned, you know, the little nuggets that you get when you're at lunch or when you're on break, those are the things that even if you go into the back office and you look at all the recordings and videos, you're not going to be able to really get that because you're not there. Those things that you cannot put a dollar value on, just being at these events, talking to your leaders. But I really want to just end by saying, get your team to those local events. You go yourself, but make sure you never go alone. Just always take somebody with you. You'll be really glad you did. With that, I'll turn the call back over to you, Jim. Thank you.
Chris, thank you, buddy, and it was good to see you. And I'm glad that we've got these videos. I can't wait to go back and watch you do that training again. You know, they say that you really learn this information, this content, at its deepest level when you're teaching it. And you could actually see that transformation over several of our speakers, including Chris Corley, who you could see him learn the same thing he was teaching to you, stuff he knows, but he learned it at a deeper level by teaching. And I wish that for so many of you. We're going to continue on. We're going to go up to the Pacific Northwest, to Washington State next. I believe this young lady was the one that traveled further than anybody else, and she started a great tradition as far as I'm concerned, because she gave me stuff. So I appreciate that. I got a lovely card and Starbucks card. And listen, I think that that's a great idea. We should do more of that. So all joking aside, that was really appreciated, and thanks very much. And let's go up to the state of Washington, Ms. Carmen Weeks. Carmen?
Thank you very much. It was really exciting to attend the workshop in Cookeville, and I wanted to share some key takeaways and nuggets that I learned at the session. The big thing for me was really, really understanding the importance of building a good foundation. One of the things that I had not done was consistently Performance Cup qualify, and it's primarily because I was trying to make sure that my team was Performance Club qualified versus making sure that I was done that first week of the month. So the biggest nugget was get myself Performance Club qualified and then use the rest of the month to bring my team along on the journey. The other piece was the importance of teaching and educating my team so that they had the foundational elements to build a strong virtual business. And instead of having them dependent on me, have them depend on the system. And so investing more time in helping my team learn how to use the system versus being dependent on me for which states are licensing or what's going on in this particular region. So that was really, really a good learning for me. And then the second nugget that I took was the must-dos to be successful. And pretty much ensuring that, hey, that I have the right ingredients before I get started, and how important the details are in making sure that I have the right quantities. And the big thing that I do like lots of chamber of commerces. And I'm a member of a few of them, but I've been putting a lot of time into them, but probably not having the right ingredients to get the results that I need out of them. And so a lot of the learnings in the workshop gave me more tools in my toolkit to be able to do that. So as a result, I've set up some really good presentations with my Chamber of Commerce, and I look forward to getting some good outcomes from that. So thanks again, Mark and Mike and Jim and everybody for putting it on. And I'm really excited to get to the convention in March and using what I learned to get promoted before I get there.
Carmen, thank you so much. We will see you in just a few short months in Dallas, Texas. And I think, you know, you're hearing a lot about Dallas tonight. I think we should acknowledge that it is not very far away. If you don't have your tickets to the Legal Shield International Convention in Dallas, Texas, about 90 days from now, I would definitely rectify that right now. And we do have tickets. You don't have to pay full price. We have a few tickets remaining. So make sure you grab those for yourself, your team, and honestly, for the people on your team you haven't recruited yet. If you're serious about showing up with a team, with an army, I think you should grab the tickets that reflect that commitment. Let's go back to Cookeville, Tennessee. Again, to one of our speakers, trainers from the event. Not only a great speaker, but an all-around great guy. And what a resource for all of that local team in Cookeville, Tennessee, but all of us everywhere. I'm so glad to have him on the call this evening. In Cookeville, Tennessee, Mr. Josh Richens. Josh?
Hey, hey, Jim. It's a pleasure to be on the call this evening. I was looking over my notes, trying to pick out those nuggets, and I was like everything I wrote down, I was like, I could say almost all of this, and then people are picking up on stuff or, you know, saying stuff that they took away, and I was like, I couldn't agree with everything that's been said. I just took away so many nuggets that this event was just a top-of-the-line event. So, but I was able to pick out a few things. I did want to mention also, kind of before jumping into the nuggets, one of the coolest things about, or a really cool thing about being there was we got these really cool T-shirts with the GY3 logo. And that's one thing I really liked about this training was we talked a lot about exposure is everything, you know, duplication, what is simple duplicates, and really keeping the simple or the system very simple, allowing it to be able to duplicate out and build away from you, so you're not the one that's in charge of it constantly, but it can continue to build away from you. And that's one thing I love about the shirts, the logo, just everything that we're transitioning to and really focusing on in this business is to keep things simple. The logo, even breaking that down, you know, running the bases, keeping it simple to be able to say, well, what do I need to do? Well, you go get your three. What does he need to do? He goes and gets his three. You know, just very simple. And so I really thought that was a really cool thing to kind of take away. I'm actually wearing the shirt right now. So, but it was just a really nice reminder to be able to keep things simple. And those times that you do want to complicate it, maybe keeping it simple. So I did take that away. But one thing that really hit me, Chris Evans hit it right on the head, that I took away some nuggets there, is he talked about always giving your new associates, he talked about getting them started and the process and getting them started, getting them up and running, getting them knowing their why are they going to be in this business, but always giving them an assignment. And he talked about having a checkerboard style of teaching. And what he meant by that was, well, you make a move, I make a move. And then you make a move, and I make a move. And too often it's, I make a move, I look, you didn't make a move yet, so I make another move, I look again, and well, they still haven't made a move, so I make a move. Whereas being able to have that checkerboard style of teaching, you know, when they make a move, you're able to make a move, and it helps build that relationship that it does require, you know, things on their end. And I really like how you also got into the talking about this business, how a lot of people confuse, you know, simple and easy. And he's like, this business is not easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it and everyone could do it. But it does take self-discipline. It takes a lot of work, but it is very simple, and not complicating it. You know, that's maybe becomes hard, you know, when our minds, but being the business in and of itself is very simple. And everything we do, you know, and everything that we talked about, all those little things that we can do to help sharpen those tools and help us be more successful, but everything is very simple. And it's all about, you know, exposure is everything. Being able to run those bases, we follow up, we sign them up, and then we duplicate. But being able to know that the business is simple, but it's not easy, that there's things that you do have to develop, and you have to Adam Thompson talked a great deal on personal development. Alicia Thompson talked about, you know, that as well. And it's just there's a lot of great things that we can do to become better. But the business is, in and of itself, is very simple, but it's not easy. And there's a lot that we can do, and we can grow, and we should always be striving to do more. And with that, I did one last nugget. Linda Pitt has already been mentioned. What an incredible just when she was talking about writing your goals and breaking them down and having a master dream list, you know, and actually taking time to set those goals. And now your goals don't need to take, you know, 6 days, so you can spend one day doing those goals, but being able to even take some time out of the day to say, okay, well, what do I want to accomplish, and breaking those down, it was just really good to be able to, especially as we're getting into the new year. I know people like to set some New Year's resolutions. I'm all about goal setting, and I have goals for this month, I have goals for the new year, but being able to watch Linda teach about that and really break those down, it made me want to build my goals a lot bigger than they were, to stretch myself, to have a master dream list where I wasn't just saying, well, this is what I think I can do, but letting me dream a little bit and see that bigger picture. And that's one thing I love about these events, is it opened my mind even a little bit bigger. And these events are the ones that just like crack it open just a little bit more, allow me to see my own potential and what I can become in this business. And so it's already been mentioned, I know Dallas is coming up, and I can't wait to get there, because I know that's going to happen again. I know, you know, I'm going to be able to see my potential is going to grow even more there. So the next event, I'm going to be able to say, you know, I have bigger goals, more audacious goals than I did going into Dallas. And I can't wait to see everyone there. But with that, I'll turn the call back over to you, Jim.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate that. Looking forward to seeing you in Dallas and hopefully getting in there, shoot some more videos and seeing you in your hometown as well next time I'm in Cookeville. We're going to keep on rolling this evening, and we're going to go to a good friend of mine in the Bay Area of California. Not only a veteran with great longevity, great producer within our organization, but also a friend to so many. And it was my pleasure to get to spend a few days around the holidays with Mr. Bob Newsom. Bob, do we have you on the call?
I'm here if you can hear me.
I can hear you great. Welcome to the call.
Okay, good. I even remembered to press that little mute button, so that was good. thanks, Jim, for putting me here close to the end, or what feels like close to the end, because now everybody said everything I was going to talk about. But I'll just kind of go through in a stream of consciousness kind of way. You know, so many of the things that touched me. One is I love Mark's explanation of building a team, which kind of kicked things off. And he was telling us about when he started, and he had 22 people on his team. And 22 is not a large team. That just really stuck out for me, because it's hard to get a lot of good producers when you only have 22. So things learned over 30 years, he talked about, and exposure is everything. A few simple disciplines practiced every day will begin to change your life. That's a Jim Rohn quote from Mark. Talk to a lot of people every day. Seems simple. Seems simplistic even, but it's something that a lot of people fail to do, and it definitely hinders our growth. Quitters never win, but finishers are wanted, so that's big. The exposures, put them in the process. Your training about the running the base pass, you know, getting them on first base, getting them exposed, and then following up and confirming with them, and duplication, all really important stuff. Say less to more people. I'm one that can tend to talk way too much. Saying less is often more, and that's a great lesson to remember. I also, Chris, something Josh was just talking about, the purpose of a game plan interview, remember, is getting your new associates started. So you give them an assignment. Make them do something. If they're not willing to do something, like he was saying about the checkerboard, then why should we be pouring our heart and soul into people that aren't willing to do, you know, the very first thing? It's like the ancient Chinese philosopher who said the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. We got to get people to take the first step. So give them something to do and make them prove themselves. And it's also about building a relationship, because when you get into business, it's easy to quit on a business, but it's harder to quit on a friend. So that really stood out as well. And to think bigger. We're here to solve their problems. We're not here to talk to them about our problems. Never talk down to your people about problems. If you got problems, talk up. You know, call your upline, call your ED, call your platinum ED, call Mr. Riches, call Mr. Tanner. You guys could call me. Just don't call down and let your people know that that's tough. They'll figure it out. It's tough enough. You got to make people feel good. Recognize them for what they do. Push people up, because it's a business about making people feel good. When they feel good, then they're excited, and it's a lot easier to be passionate. It's something that a lot of people have mentioned. Passion is obviously a key. And learn how to recruit and support all kinds of people, all types of people. They come from everywhere, all over the world, all over, all kinds of education, all kinds of work backgrounds. Got to be able to support all kinds of people. That's, to me, is a huge key, because I don't know about you guys, but I want to build an international business, and that means that everyone is invited and they get to pick themselves. So that's... I know I kind of rambled, but that's what I had for you. So thank you so much for the time. And
Bob,
I look
thank
forward
you.
To seeing everybody in Dallas.
We'll see you in Dallas. I appreciate it. It's good to see you in person, and we'll see you again really soon. Not soon enough, but we'll see you again really soon. And folks, right. you heard this woman's name over and over again so far this evening. So hopefully, as I build her up here, as we've all talked about her, you're going to find that she's on the other line when I say her name. So all I can say is that I learned something every single time and have been since the very first time I sat in a room and this incredible woman walked in and trained on how to be serious about my business, how to set real and meaningful and measurable goals, and how to do, finally, the things that were in my heart to do. And so it is my great pleasure to bring to the call for all of you from the state of Ohio, Miss Linda Pitt. Linda?
Thanks, Jim. I'm so excited. I got to tell you, I loved that meeting, the 2 days together. And so I think really what's really, really important, it was that I needed that inoculation, or I needed that injection, if you will, of the energy of the people, you know, and seeing people. So like Bob Nissen, while we're laughing, I think we see each other 3 or 4 times a year, but it's like we just saw each other. And it's those relationships that we build. And I believe that when you're with a group of people that become your friends and your family, that you also, you know, we learn more together. We feed off each other, that synergy, that energy. And like Adam and Alicia, I see them at Super Saturdays because our states do a 3-state Super Saturday. So I'm very lucky to see them. So that's very important to plug into those Super Saturdays. And even if you're traveling, check out where the weekly meetings are and pop in where you're not at your local meeting. I think that's important too. And also, I want to say that, you know, we do this every 90 days. So in 90 days, you know, at the end of March, we'll be in Dallas, and then in September. So we're missing a summer get-together. So I think Mark needs to plan something with Dale Hollow, a couple of houseboats. I think we need to get all together and come in that middle of the summer where I think we all are going to need another fix, another injection of knowledge and camaraderie and whatnot. So I think that's overall, I like that feeling that we get because we do learn from each other as well. A couple quick nuggets. I just want you to know on this goal setting, you know, that I gave, I want to let y'all know that I went to Office Depot yesterday because, you know, I'm trying to schedule and set my goals, right, for 2019, and you need a calendar. And I'm a paper person. I'm not really a computer person. I have to feel it and touch it. So I just want you to know that in Office Depot, there's this, or Office Max or whatever, there's this calendar, and it's by Inkwell Press. It is a women-owned business. But it's great because it fits right on your desk, and they do have one you can hang up. But they have the monthly mission board on there. And, you know, we talk about, and they also have the areas where you can put your dreams on there, okay? And you can have them every month. And I just thought that was so neat because, you know, we just got done talking about that. And it talks about, you know, focusing on your health goals, financial goals, social goals. So I just wanted to pass that on to you all it's called Inkwell Press, women owned. It's a huge calendar, and it breaks down the areas of your life that you can set goals on. I think that would be important to have as well. And then I picked up my planner that I actually schedule, go into businesses and I'm scheduling appointments. It also has tracking in there, and it's also getting me to focus even more daily. So, if that's anything I can share with you is okay, get your thoughts down on paper, get the tools that you can now really hone in, and you can actually track, you know, your progress on a daily basis that leads to the weekly goals, to the monthly goals, to the yearly goals. The other thing was that Mike put up the 4 quadrants of urgent, A, B, C, D, and the upper right-hand quadrant was urgent and important. Okay, may not be what we're supposed to be doing, but he put that on. Then there was B was not urgent and important, C was urgent and not important, and D was not urgent, not important. And he was talking just about where our activities are And what I thought was really interesting, he said that the most successful people are in that B quadrant, and that's the not urgent but important. They're doing the activities required to be successful, but they're doing it in such a timely manner, and in there, it's in front of them that it's not urgent, but it's very, very important. And so that was a really good takeaway for me. And then the other one was third-party tool, anything that's not you. I just thought that was so it hit the nail on the head, but it's so funny because, and you know, humor also helps you learn, but it's just a third-party tool, anything that's not you. Just shut up, show the tool. So everybody else pretty much nailed on the head. I hope to see everybody in Dallas in March, and I'm putting a shameless plug. It will be my birthday, so I'll see you there. Since, Jim, you know I'm such the party person, and I'll talk to you all later. Thanks.
Linda, thank you so much. I'm going to start training for your birthday right now because I know that whatever shape I'm in, it is not good enough for a Linda Pitt birthday party. But I'm going to be ready when we get to Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much. It was good to see you at the event last weekend. I'm grateful that we have you recorded so everybody can get that information and that we heard from you this evening. We're going to wrap up the call this evening by hearing from our Platinum Council member, Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, $700,000 ring earner, but I think most important to you and I, our mentor, somebody that takes the time to help us build our businesses. And I think that when we look at the legacy that is being forged by Mr. Mark Riches, the legacy is the people whose lives have changed, not just because he decided to engage in this business and build a team, but because he is literally a phone call, text message, or email away from each and every one of us, which is just tremendous when you think about the scope and scale of that. Ladies and gentlemen, in Cookeville, Tennessee, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. What a great call. I've been posting a few of the quotes I'm hearing up on our Facebook page, so you can check those out and just appreciate each one of those that have shared. I know that we've had almost 100 people in town, so it's hard to get to everyone. We heard from some on Monday's call, but this is just my favorite part, other than attending the event. And it was just wonderful to have all of you out in Cookeville, Tennessee. It was definitely the most convenient location for the ones that live here in Cookeville. But it's interesting how many solid recruiters that we have right here in the Cookeville market. We're going to be kicking our weekly briefing off. I'm glad Chris Corley mentioned that tonight, the importance of plugging into those weekly briefings. I put a document up in the docs on demand on the GY3 site. That's called this exposure tools, and it's just listing. I've heard some feedback about, well, I'm confused of what we have, and so it's just kind of the development of that tool bag. We're going to be adding some to that, and one we launched at the event, which is the blueprint system, and that, you know, Jim's got that webinar tonight, which I'm really excited about to gather more information on that. But there's a sheet in the back office in the Docs on Demand called Exposure Tools. You'll see it listed there, and it lists out some of the websites, some of the conference calls, and things that are available to you right now. As Linda Pitt said, exposure is everything, and it's about getting people in front of the information. There's a lot of ways to do that, and one of my favorite takeaways from this event was Jim Tanner's training on, you know, matching the message with the person. And so hopefully there's a little explanation of each of the exposure tools and what you can use them for. And we'll continue to develop that list. In closing out the call, I've got 10 minutes. I got 10 things I want to share with you real quick on getting plugged in. Chris Evans, I thought, did a great job. It's just a great subject that he trains on, is getting a new associate started right and getting people plugged in. And I hope if you didn't attend the event live, and even if you did, that you're taking advantage of those recordings that we have in the back office, because, again, they're up and available and as a resource to you, as well as this webinar we're going to do tonight will be available as a resource to you too. But here's 10 things. I know it's a long list, and I don't want to overwhelm people, but I want you to write these 10 things down. and I want you to text me these 10 things, okay? So my cell phone number is 931-265-4765. Again, 931-265-4765, and you can just abbreviate them. But the first thing is text alerts, getting your people plugged in. This is all about plugging them into the system. We've got a powerful system, but remember, if you're not plugged into it, it doesn't matter. I like how Chris Evans talked about buying a fan, and the guy took the fan back to the store. He says, this thing's not work. It doesn't work at all. I'm as hot as I was before in my shop. And the lady plugged it in, and it worked fine. She goes, I don't understand it. He goes, well, how did you get it to come on? And she said, well, you got to plug it in. So we got to plug in, and we got to plug our team in. This is a leadership call. We got to get our team plugged in as well. So text alerts, and again, just it's right on the front page. When you go to GY3 Success Team, there's the text alerts right there. Get your team plugged into those text alerts because we're sending out text alerts reminding them of conference calls and special events. Number two is the newsletter subscription. Again, just right there on the front of GY Success Team. It takes 15 seconds to subscribe. Well, what does that do? When you get your team subscribed there, and in the new TMS in that back office, that team management system, you'll be able to see which of your associates are subscribed. That's one of the projects they're doing right now. But once they're subscribed, that's great because that way they're getting the email that we send out every Thursday, reminding them of this call and other things that we can email out. Number three is the weekly calls. We've got our group training and support call on Monday mornings, and then we've got this success team call on Thursday evenings. And that's as far as our team calls. Then number four is the leadership show. We've got the Legal Shield Leadership Show at 10 o'clock a.m. every Monday morning. And they can plug into that right through their Legal Shield website. And that's an important show to be a part of because they talk about all the promotions and incentives that are going on. And the company is crazy right now in some of the incentives and things that they're putting out there. And so make sure you're fully plugged in to all that. Make sure your team's fully plugged in. This is a critical time in Legal Shield that you don't want to miss any of those type of calls. So the leadership call or the show, and then Monday night, we have the Monday night momentum call. And that's usually a platinum or a top-producing executive of Legal Shield, and they get on and do a Monday night momentum call. Again, just additional training, additional support for our associate organization. In the past, a lot of times we've not plugged into those. We've kind of done our own thing. Part of this transition, this big change that we're making, is really plugging into that entire system. So my job right now is teach you the system. So that's the top five there. And then number six is weekly briefings. Chris Corley did a great job reemphasizing that tonight. But, are you going to a weekly briefing? And how are you doing at promoting that to your team? How are you doing at getting your team plugged into those weekly briefings? This is an area that I think will impact us greater than anything we can do. When we get our associates bringing guests to their weekly briefing in their local markets, there's currently about 75 to 80 weekly briefings going on in the country. Think about if you had people bringing guests to all of those briefings, and on a Tuesday or Thursday night, you could sign up 100, 150, 200 associates on a night. There was a time in my organization we were bringing on about 600 associates a month, and as I look back, one of the biggest catalysts of that was those weekly briefings, bringing guests to those weekly briefings. And then there's Lady of Justice meetings and events that you can plug into. There's the Legal Shield Español, the Spanish events you can plug into. All of that's on the Legal Shield calendar. Be sure that you're plugging into your event, and then as a team leader, get your team plugged into their events as well. Chris did a great job talking about that tonight. Number seven, Super Saturday events. Okay, all over the country, there's, and they're probably almost done for the year, But I love hearing this feedback. And Adam and Alicia were plugging. They were driving 3 hours ago to a Super Saturday, and they kept giving this real positive feedback. And we had people in different markets plugging into these events. And I'll tell you, we just haven't done a great job at that. We need to, every one of us need to commit to that part of the system. And as Mike went over the 10 core commitments, you know, that's one of the core commitments is plugging into those local events. And so find out where your, you know, state or regional events are happening and be sure that you're plugging into that. And then work hard to get your team plugged in. We as leaders should know the top 4 or 5 Super Saturday events that are happening this next few weeks, or the 1st of January. There's going to be a bunch of them. And we need to be not just talking about going to our event, but we should have all of those events on our radar and be plugging people into them. And I think we'll get some help. Any of you that want to volunteer, help promote that on our Facebook page and get that information to our team. That would be great. And then I just mentioned number 8, the Facebook pages. You've got the GY3 and the Legal Shield Associate Facebook page, Associate Success page. And, you know, I don't want you wasting time on those pages because you can, you know, spend your whole career. What'd you do? You didn't make any money, but you got, you know, got a lot of likes, or you liked a lot of things. You know, that's not going to make any money. What I'm talking about is plugging in and making sure you're close to the information that's being posted there. I try and post some real positive quotes and things like that that will motivate and encourage, and I hope you're doing the same thing. If you've got questions, it's probably not the right forum. Just call your support team and ask them the question. Most of the questions, you can just Google the answer. But you know, it's okay if you ask a question in that forum. It's really just, you know, it's not really the place for it. It's a place for success, and it's a place for information like, hey, remember the calls tonight, or what special webinar tonight, those kind of things. Number 9 is the national events. We've been talking a lot tonight about Dallas, and, you know, of course, that's our next big event. I hope you're registered. Surely you're not on this call and not registered for that. Make sure you're registered, but then how are you doing at your team, getting your team registered for that event? One of the biggest mistakes I've made is thinking that people can't afford it. I judge people and I say, you know, they can't afford. I remember this one couple, I said, boy, I just don't think they have the money to do that. And I remember not telling them about the event. I said, I'll tell them later. It wasn't I didn't want them to go to the event. I just didn't want to, you know, they had just got their membership. And they had just paid their associate fee. And they were on the Advantage program. I just said, I don't want to overwhelm them. Think of that. I know I've done that a bunch. This particular couple, I said, I don't want to overwhelm them. And then I looked, and they'd gone on a 2-week cruise. And I said, gosh, if they can afford a 10-day cruise, they could surely afford, you know, $80, $90 to go to a big event, or $500 to go to an event. And I just, over time, I have really tried to not judge people and let everyone know. Let them sort themselves out, but we've got to promote those national events and get your team there. Whoever has the biggest team in Dallas will make the most money. Whoever has the biggest team in Salt Lake City in the fall will make the most money. And so we're always going to have those events. I like Linda Pitt's idea of a summer event for our team. We might shift to that. I think that's a great idea. And number 10 is the trainings. We have, as a team and as a company of Legal Shield, the most amazing archive trainings. I mean, you can go into our site, and we have hundreds on the Harvard site, hundreds of archived conference calls, webinars. Legal Shield has thousands of hours of training, and I hope you're taking advantage of all that. I hope you're staying close to those resources and that information. That's all part of getting plugged in, especially if you're new. You got to catch up. You got to catch up the information. And there's, again, just with the personal development side, I loved hearing Mr. Jim Rohn tonight before our call started. Just fantastic information that has shaped my philosophy in this business and allowed me to earn millions and millions of dollars. So actually, as I went through that long list, I do not want those texts of those 10 things, but you can just text me and say, I got the 10 things. That would be best. my text number, 931-265-4765. Let me review them. Text alerts, newsletter subscription, weekly calls, leadership show, Monday morning, 10 a.m. Central Time, Monday night momentum call, weekly briefings, big star by that one, Super Saturday events, big star by that one, we can't miss them, Facebook pages, national events like Dallas and Salt Lake City next year, that's the 2019 events, and number 10, the trainings in the back office and at Legal Shield associate area. Hopefully you're plugging into all of that. If not, update and get plugged in, and then use that list to promote and get your team plugged in as well. I'm really excited about the webinar tonight with Mr. Jim Tanner. Mr. Tanner, I appreciate you so much and all the effort that you've put in to rolling out this new program. I know you're going to break it down and go over it again and help us that are maybe a little slower to understand it, but we appreciate you, the time and energy and the resources that you commit to helping us grow our businesses. And I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I'm excited right now about everything that's happening. I was on a platinum call today. I've never been more excited, never been more focused in getting massive exposure in the market, creating thousands and thousands of performance club qualifiers. And we are on our way. We're close to the middle of the month. Make sure every one of you is Performance Club qualified. I know many of you are already done. But remember, the Christmas holiday comes at the end of this month, so we don't want to be caught up in that. So appreciate those texts that are coming in. And with that, Mr. Tanner, I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Riches. And folks may be hearing this in two different places at one time because we are in the We're also on the webinar, and the stream is on and active as well, and I'm going to be switching over to that. And like I'd mentioned at the top of the call, if you, for any reason, either don't have the webinar link or having any trouble getting into the webinar page or for whatever reason, just feel free to go to the GY3 Success Team Facebook page where we are also streaming the webinar as well. So, with that, good night and good evening for all of you, and we'll see you on the webinar stream. Thank you.